On a beautiful Wednesday afternoon, Rich Kimble with you. Our next guest on the program is an actor, author, comedian. He might as well be the king of Las Vegas, and he's one of the funniest people in the world. We're pleased to be joined this afternoon by George Wallace. George, thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I don't know what time it is. I don't know what day of the week it is, but I'm here with you.
Aren't we all like that these days? The days of the week just sort of blur together now.
Yeah, I just heard you say Wednesday, so it must be Wednesday. So I'm with you, and thank you for having me on. I apologize for being late, but I'm with you.
There's no late. Time doesn't mean anything, George. We're glad you're here. How are you handling this this situation that we're all dealing with right now?
Well, every day, first of all, I'm a hypochondriac, so whatever you got, I got, and so I'm dealing with that. And every day they come out with some new symptom, some new rule. I'm going, yeah, I got that. And now they're saying that the gloves are no good. Don't wear the gloves. Wear the gloves. And it's just confusing now. And every day there's a new doctor. Where are these Doc Guptas coming from? There's so many Dr. Guptas, Sanjay Gupta, Sori Gupta, Ben Gupta. There's a lot of Guptas. I guess the Guptas are taking over the medicine world, aren't they?
Yeah, so who do you go to? Who do you believe these days, George, to get any kind of accurate information?
Oh, my God. That's what's driving me crazy, man. It's just like they're saying so many different medicines. And I've taken everything, you know, the teas and the drink and the water, the vitamin D and the zincs. I've done everything they asked me to do, and I'm still not comfortable. I've been in my house, believe it or not, since March 24. I haven't left the house. I'm scared, man. And like you said, I live in Las Vegas, but I'm in Atlanta right now. And I'm obeying the rules. I'm staying in, and you know, I'm down in Georgia with some of these stupid people in the South. I'm born, raised here in Atlanta, opening the bowling alley. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now, you know you got a disease going around, right? Now, why the hell would you go to the bowling alley and put your three nasty fingers down in three nasty holes? And how many people had to bought? Listen, how about the bowling shoes? 50,000 people tying up the same shoes. So I'm dealing with this. I'm writing a humor. I'm getting fat. I'm doing that. I'm eating all kinds of things. There's a man from your area. There's two men stop by my house every day, Ben and Jerry. Have you heard of them?
Yes.
They got a thing called, they come out with a new flavor today. I don't know the name of it, but they got a flavor called Chunky Monkey. It is driving me crazy. I should just put it on my hips, man. It's just, So I'm gaining weight. I'm doing stupid stuff. My grooming has gone crazy. I don't know about you guys, but my feet, I don't know what the hell. I need a pedicure so badly, so I got to have a doctor? What's the name of the doctor?
Podiatrist.
They need to start. They got to bring sandpaper, a chisel, jackhammer. My feet are jacked up right now, so I'm dealing with this.
Well, in the midst of all of this, though, George, we hear you're working on a new book, a collection of your tweets.
Yeah, it's called Bull Twit. And, you got it right off the bat. That's good. I'm just smart people. It's all Bull Twit, I tell you. It's all Bull Twit. And we're putting that together. I'm rambling about a lot of things and whatnot. You know, I think talking about there's five different sections, you know, the top five, this and that, top five. The top five ups, you know, thumbs up, moving on up, and blah, 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 and this is a stick up. I'm just having fun with them and how poor we were when we were kids. You know, you don't know this, but when we were so poor when we were kids, burglars would break into our house, and they'd look around, and they'd start bringing us stuff. That's how poor we were. So it's just a little, there's a chapter called I Don't Care Anymore, I Don't Give a Damn, I Don't Play by the Rules. You know, I'll eat cupcakes out of pan and pancakes out of cup. I don't give a damn. And so I'm just rambling on and on and on. You know, I'll eat French toast in England and an English muffin in France. I don't give a damn. So we're just having fun with the book. And the book will be available pretty soon. I'm not going to release it until maybe Christmas. It's ready to go right now. I'm looking at it right now. But I want to get back on TV so we can promote it properly. You know, I'll be thinking.
Speaking of Twitter, you are one of the great follows on Twitter. What drew you to Twitter early on? I mean, you've been doing it for a while.
I was actually late. I think I started only 5 years ago. I just thought it was a little format that I could get out the little quick sayings, you know. And it's not even my form, my humor, my formula of humor. Going on stage, I'm a totally different guy. But I just love saying a little quick things in and out, and having fun. It's not me; it's the replies I get. That's the fun. Like I did the top five pans in the world: Peter Pan, Flash in the Pan, Pandemic, Panamanian, whatever. And somebody hit me back: "How about Mugu Guy?" Oh, I like little stuff like that, you know. So it's the replies that I get that I really like. So that's why I'm into it, and I love it. And this is one book. Of course, I got enough material for at least five more books. And but I'm going to write another book. I know it's going to piss a lot of people off, but it's going to be called How Trump F'd Up My Life. So,
well, that'll be multi-volumes, right?
Oh, so you're with me, right? So you know what I'm talking about there. So somebody said, what are you going to say? Anything, you know, financially, so spiritually, so entertainment-wise, food-wise, my relationship, just my life is screwed up in the last, something's going on here, so.
We're talking with George Wallace here on Downtown, and, well, your last book, Laugh It Off, it was funny, it was great, but it was also, there were some very moving and poignant parts of that book, and you got a real message to it as well. It was a lot of laughter too, but and that's a hallmark of your act too, that there's a humanity there in your comedy, and like the great comics, you punch up, you don't punch down.
Well, I try to. Thank you so much. Yeah, I try to have a message with that. Like, I spoke to some graduating classes this year, you know, since they didn't have the traditional commencement exercises. I was telling them how to make sure you enjoy your life, you know, because life is backwards, you know, and you got to. I'm trying to be positive and teach young people and everybody to enjoy your life. Laugh it off. Keep laughing your life. When you stop laughing, you stop living. And that's one thing I know for sure.
People may not know this unless they're big fans like us, but you're great friends with Jerry Seinfeld. You were best man at his wedding. You were at his children's bris. Did you do the circumcision on the kids?
Yes, I did. The older boy, yes, I did. And I didn't know the Jewish people, you know, they say you're supposed to, somebody's supposed to fall out. I didn't know. People faint, you know? And so the rabbi does it, and they get the baby drunk first. They get the baby drunk. And then they take a little knife or something like that, and the baby just goes crazy. Yes, I was best man in his wedding. I'm his roommate for 13 years. I'm his best man. I was a... What else was that? I'm the father of the kids, actually. I'm the father. Let's make that perfectly clear. So, yeah, he's my best friend still today after 44 years. He should be calling soon to interrupt his call. We still, I don't know what it is, but we just enjoy each other and we're just good friends. I wish everybody had a friend like Seinfeld. He's an idiot. I'm the only one who can say that.
And he
everybody
says,
think, oh, dude, everybody else thinks he's great and this and that. To me, he's an idiot, okay?
And he says the same thing about you, so there's got to be real love there.
Well, there's some real love. We do love each other. We don't understand it. The family doesn't understand it, but we've just been together for years, and I'm blessed by that. I got the best friend in the world.
You've done some acting in your career, a lot of acting in your career as well. How does that compare to you, because you don't have that reaction of the live audience? Do you enjoy it as much as doing the stand-up?
Nothing is better than stand-up. Nothing is better than that. I'm doing some acting right now, a new TV show with Netflix called Daddy Stop Embarrassing Me. I'm co-starring with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, we had to break that up because of the virus, but we're going to go back and also have a new project with Norman Lear. Can you believe that?
That's
Norman
fantastic.
Lear,
wow.
After, he's 97 years old, and he accepted me as one of his partners on a new project that I went in with. It's called Clean Slate, and my partner is Laverne Cox.
Wow.
So I wanted to go in and do, I wanted to do another Sanford and Son. And he says, you just do you. And I came up with the idea that Sanford, I still want to do Sanford and Son. So Laverne Cox is my son down in Mobile, Alabama. And I'm just a black father, don't know. Just, my job is just put food on the table back in the day. Did not understand Laverne Cox and what he was going through at the time. And so he went to New York and did his thing and became a transsexual. So he knocks on the door and bam, he said, Dad, it's me, Edward, my son. Who? Bam, who? And I slammed the door. So what it is, we're going to educate a lot of people on my son is now my daughter.
That sounds fantastic.
Where we come from now. Well, so that's what we're doing. It's called Clean Slate, me, Laverne Cox, Norman Lear, and that's an NBC Peacock project.
Wow. Well, that
I might be in trouble. I might be in trouble because I got I'm held up on two shows.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, you did radio a number of times with Tom Joyner out in L.A., and man, I wish I'd heard this. You did some radio with Isaac Hayes in New York City?
I was with Tom Joyner for 5 years. I'm a charter member of the Tom Joyner Morning Show for 5 years. I did radio in Chicago, number one in Chicago, WGCI. I did number Washington, D.C., and also WBLS in New York City with Isaac Hayes back in the day, Kiss Money. Yeah, so I love radio. I love what you guys are doing. Oh, my God. Making people happy, driving in the cars. You make more people happy than you think. So you're part of a lot of people's family. How about that? And then the good thing about what you guys do, you do absolutely nothing. Isn't that wonderful?
That's the best part of the job.
Paid for. Isn't that a blessing? Nothing.
We thank our lucky stars every day.
All I do is lie. I have the greatest job in the world. I just go up on stage and just make up stuff. Just lie. I love to lie.
When you do your routine, I mean, is it largely improvised? Do you have notes?
I don't know. I have notes every night before I go out because that's why I don't know what I'm doing. Every night, a different show, I write down notes. Something could have happened today. I just start off with that and just go because all I do is just lie. And then I want to be the greatest BSer in the world, but like I said, Trump is kicking my ass in that division. So but life is a lie. No matter what you do, everything involved is a lie. Simple thing is, you know, you just read an advertisement that says, let's just say food delivery. It says free delivery, right? Free delivery. They always say free delivery. Well, you try to close the door without tipping that guy. Yeah, everything is a lie. All the commercials on TV are a lie. You just get used to the betting companies. You know, my pillow, it doesn't matter. I just find a lie in everything. Give me a break. Break me up a piece of that Kit Kat bar. I bought 7. Put them in the freezer. I can't get that thing to snap. You hear snap on television, don't you? Everything is a lie. I could just go to. You guys know anybody that ever won the Publishers Clearing House?
No. Ed McMahon never came to my neighborhood.
And Steve Harvey, too. You've never been driving down the street. You see a brown van, people jumping out with balloons and going, oh, I want it. You never heard that. So everything is a lie. I don't care what you do. And they lie in church. Just no matter what you do, there's a lie involved. You've been to church before, and the minister tells everybody, please close your eyes in prayer. You may close one eye, but you're not going to. My mom used to say to me, close your eyes, boy. And I look at her and say, how do you know?
George, before we let you go, I'm just curious, what do you miss most? What are you looking forward to doing when all this ends and we're out of quarantine and back doing things again?
I'm truly looking forward to getting back to the people. But I got to be honest with you. I'm one of the people, I'm in no hurry to get back. I know we work in front of crowds every night, but I do think I need the vaccine before I get back. I can wait. I'm in no hurry to get back. I know you've heard the news, and people have different opinions about it. Las Vegas is open. Well, I'm not sure it's open for me just yet. I think I can wait. And, you know, people, there's an argument right now about going back to church. I love church, but I'm not sure I'm in a hurry to get back right now. But that's what I'm waiting for, to get back and make people laugh. In the meantime, I'm doing it with you guys on the radio here, and I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today. Now, by the way, they put a little disclaimer on Trump's tweets. They haven't done that to you yet, have they?
Well, I'm not. I tell you, he's a better lie. He's a better BS than I am. No, they won't do it to me just yet.
That's because you're speaking the truth out there.
Life is still good, guys. Yeah, life is still good. I'm still enjoying life, and I hope I can make somebody happy.
Well, we've enjoyed your work for many, many years. We look forward to the book later this year, and we appreciate you so much for making some time for us this afternoon. Keep doing what you're doing on Twitter, making people smile as well. Stay safe, and thanks again for joining us, George.
You got a deal. And have everybody follow me at Mr. George Wallace. I want to hear 100,000 people sign up today. Follow me today at Mr. George Wallace. How about that?
We're all over it. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Matt.